Welcome to Lemoore City Council Chambers, 429 C Street. This is the August 15th regular meeting. Please silence all electronic devices as a courtesy to those in attendance. Thank you. If you could please stand with the for the invocation and continue standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Father God, we come before you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to just petition you, Lord God, for your wisdom, for your guidance. I ask you, Father God, I invite you, Lord God, into this meeting. I ask you, Lord, for your wisdom to just cover our leaders and your wisdom to cover, Lord Jesus, all of our citizens, Lord Jesus, here. We thank you, Father God, for you are love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hello. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Councilmember Garza?
Present.
Councilmember Lyons?
Here.
Councilmember Orth?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Gornick?
Here.
And Mayor Matthews?
Here.
Thank you.
Agenda approval, additions, and or deletions. No study session today. So moving on to public comment. Public comment will be in accordance with the attached policy. This time is reserved for members of the audience to address the City Council on items of interest that are not on the agenda and are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Council. It is recommended that speakers limit their comments to 3 minutes each, and it is requested that no comments be made during this period on items on the agenda. The council is prohibited by law from taking any action on matters discussed that are not on the agenda. Prior to addressing the council, any handouts for council will be provided to the city clerk for distribution to the council and appropriate staff. The public will have an opportunity to comment on items on the agenda once that item has been called and the mayor opens the item up to the public. Is there any public comment?
Hello, members of the Lemoore City Council. My name is Victor Chavrin. I am the district representative for Senator Hurtado, newly appointed about a week into the position, so still getting the hang of things. Hopefully have business cards in a week or two. I just wanted to come introduce myself to the city and make it clear that I want to be a resource to the city as best as possible. It's really exciting to see what Lemoore is doing. We're actually new guests to the city of Lemoore. We just moved in downtown. So we're right there with you guys. Hopefully going to be having a grand opening once session ends to introduce everyone to our office, and we'll send invites to the city council. And again, I've worked with Dr. Gornick in the past. I worked very well with Marissa. So I'm really, really ready to assist the city in any needs they may have in the future. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Victor, just one question. What college did you go to?
I attended West Hills College. Right.
With distinction, I might add. With distinction. Good. Good.
Any other public comment, Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good evening, Council. Alex Walker. I'm here to represent the Rotary Club of Lemoore. I'm here to announce that we proudly served the Lemoore community last Friday at the end of Summer Bash, which I must say was a fantastic event. I think there was over 500 people there, family, friends, just a community coming together to enjoy food, that hot weather, believe it or not, we're able to enjoy it with the water and the games. It was just really incredible event. We got to see the mayor get dunked as well as our city manager. So that was always fantastic. Even though my arm wasn't good, I was at the grill with my fellow Rotarians and also the American Legion grill on those 1,000 hot dogs we were giving out to the community for free. I want to thank Grocery Outlet Lemoore, as well as the Lemoore Rotary Club, for help donating these hot dogs so we're able to provide that service to the community. I also want to thank American Legion for helping us grill, the fire department for allowing us to use that incredible grill y'all have out there, as well as the Lemoore High School cheer team who was helping us create the hot dogs, put them in the buns of the tin foil so they're ready to stay hot and can be consumed by the public. We're very proud to serve Lemoore. We're very proud of our community, and I just can't believe we have an event like this, and I really hope to see it continue in years to come because it really was fantastic. It was really incredible to see the community come together to donate school supplies, which the Rotary Club also participated in. And it was a very successful event. So kudos to the city. Kudos to the park department for everything that they've done. And God bless Lemoore. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Benjamin?
Good evening, Madam Mayor Matthews, Mayor Pro Tem Gornick, Benjamin Kaikina with the Lemoore District Chamber of Commerce. I would like to extend an invitation to each member of council and those in the community. This Friday, we will be celebrating the Hive RET as their grand opening in downtown Lemoore. They're located at 266 North Heinlein Avenue. Again, that ceremony will kick off at 4 o'clock p.m. We'll be hosting a ribbon cutting on behalf of their organization. And I believe there will be some light refreshments offered to the community. Likewise, as was mentioned before, congratulations on a very successful event, Lemoore Park Recreations Department. It was incredible to attend. I too was in the dunk tank.
I was going to say.
So it's very incredible. But I thank you so much for your time. Just really quickly, I'm going to take a photo because I'm a single employee.
And you said sure. You said this Friday?
Yeah, correct. It'll be this Friday, August 18th at 4 o'clock p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on. There's no ceremonial presentation. Department and city manager reports. Ms. Rolson?
Good evening, Mayor and council members. Tonight, first up is... The chief, come on up.
Good evening, Mayor and council members. Two things to report out on. This last Saturday, the Lemoore Police Department, along with the Hanford POP team, Kings County Jail deputies, King County Probation, and CDCR conducted a probation and parole sweep, compliance sweep in the city of Lemoore. In total, 22 residents were searched in accordance with their respective terms of release. And then a total of 4 individuals were arrested for violating their terms of parole by essentially committing new crimes.
That was done early in the morning, right?
Done early in the morning. Started out at about 7 in the morning on Saturday.
Okay. Kind of wondered. I saw all those cars out there. And I figured you were going to have a barbecue or something.
Yeah, we were waking up individuals on a Saturday.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And then lastly, I just want to thank the mayor for helping us out at our first Cars and Cops show. It took the full 4 hours to judge the 64 cars that entered into the show. In total, we raised over $3,000 for the nonprofit POW League, which is great because that program is now starting back up since school's in session. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so coming out of my office, at the Planning Commission last night, we had a CUP application for the site located at 161 West Hanford Amona Road. It was the old Goodwill. Unfortunately, they pulled that application because they could not come to terms on a lease agreement with the owner. So it's still going to be vacant, but we'll find somebody else to go in there. We also received notification from AMG and Associates. That's for the affordable housing project on Smith and Oleander, that the grant applications submitted for the project have been accepted and funding for on and off-site improvements is expected. So construction is proposed for June of 2024 through September of 25. And we're also working with 3 industrial type businesses that wish to operate in Lemoore, but those are still, because they haven't applied, they're confidential, but we do have 3 people right now that we're showing properties to. And then last night, the Planning Commission also approved the recommendations initiated for the zone map and ordinance text amendment and added the 2 exceptions, the Daphne Lane properties on Northeast Street, from the request of Jim Chris, the owner. So that was approved last night at the Planning Commission, and they'll be coming to council later. And we're still working on additional zoning text changes and amendments to bring to council in the very near future. So those will be coming.
Nathan, I have a question. The shopping center, is that under management, one owner, all those buildings?
The Save Marsh?
Yeah.
No. Well, I think I'd have to look for sure. They have CCNRs, but I do know there are two or three different owners of the properties there, okay. But they're all governed by one CCR, I believe.
Okay.
And then Helena just got an update from them here about half hour ago. They're in their final phase of going back and forth with InterWest. They think they've got everything buttoned up. They've got two contractors with strong bids. So they're hoping to break ground in October or November of this year. 18-month build out in total, but they're trying to phase in to get some of the warehouse and offices in sooner. That really would be heavily dependent upon PG&E being able to supply power as well and how they phase that in. Tacos Las Juanas opened today. They had a soft opening from 10 to noon for city employees, so thank you for that. And then they had their hard opening this afternoon, so they're open for business. So if you need something to do for dinner, Tacos Las Juanas, brand new restaurant, good food. Also received word today that Panda Express, we were under the impression that an alternate switchgear was approved by PG&E. So they wired it in, put the panels in for the alternate switchgear. Unfortunately, PG&E said, no, that's not the case. They're making them rip it all out and go back to the original switchgear that won't be here till November. So you're probably looking at a January, February opening for the Panda Express. With that, we'll end on a good note. So recreation coming out of the rec department, flag football season. We have signed up 345 kids this year to play flag football, which is a new record. Last year was 334, so we beat it by 11. This year we are an NFL sanctioned league, so the NFL will come in and give teach the coaches conduct, all the officiating. All the kids get NFL jerseys this year, and I think we only had to raise our price like $10, but we brought in the NFL. And depending on how it goes, we may try to put together like an all-star team to go compete with other cities and their little all-star team. So pretty cool there. Games start on 9/16/23 is opening weekend for flag football in Lemoore. And then the end of summer bash, it's been talked about. I do agree, a great event. We estimated about 800 people. Came through the doors that night. 116 backpacks were issued out to those that came and stood in line to receive backpacks. We also on Thursday will be delivering 5 black cans to 1 can to each public school in Lemoore, full of everything you need for the classroom, glue, notepads, folders, pens, you name it, it's in there. And then there'll also be additional items going to King's Christian and MIQ. After Thursday at some point. So they'll be getting some donations as well. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Where does the NFL league play? Do they play at the soccer complex? Or
No, they play over at Lions Park.
Oh, okay.
Fox there. Huh. Yeah, they'll run 4 or 5 fields, right? 3. Yeah, that's right. 3 fields. Yes, sir. So good time.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to consent calendar, items considered routine in nature are placed on the consent calendar. They will all be considered and voted upon in one vote as one item unless council or a member of the public requests individual consideration. 4-1, approval minutes, regular meeting, July 18th, 2023. 4-2, approval second reading, ordinance 2023-05, amending Chapter 7, Title 11, Section 7, of the Lemoore Municipal Code pertaining to regulations for parks and recreational areas. 4-3, approval Valley Surf Kings Tulare HRTC local table participation contract. 4-4, approval purchase of bucket truck for the maintenance division from Custom Truck One Source in the amount of $73,240. And then that's it for our consent calendar. I have 4-2 pulled by the public. Is there anything that council would like to pull? Anything else that the public would like to pull? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So move.
To approve the consent calendar.
Oh, yeah, somebody wants to talk.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Okay.
The motion is to approve the consent calendar minus 4-2, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll motion.
I have a motion by Councilmember Gornick and a second by... What kind of shirt are you wearing? Okay. Councilmember Garza, you can have your real name today. Councilmember Gornick?
Aye.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Councilmember Lyons?
Yes.
Councilmember Orth?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. 4-2. Was there a specific... Did he want to talk about it at all? Just go to the street.
So I believe Randon is online. So I guess we'll let it stand as is. We'll hear the comments so that we can get back appropriately.
Samaya?
Good evening. My name is Samaya McAllister, and I'm a program manager mentee with Love You. My comment is in reference to item 4-2 on the consent calendar. Exposure to secondhand smoke contributes to lung cancer and coronary heart disease in non-smoking adults, sudden infant death syndrome, and respiratory illness across the lifespan. Indeed, any level of exposure to secondhand smoke is a risk for disease. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe it's Noray.
Good evening. My name is Noray. I'm also a mentee working with the Love You, what is it called? The Love, yeah. This public comment is in reference to item 4-2 on the consent calendar. While there are still some people who don't comply to the smoke-free policies that are already in place, most do. And posting signs in visible areas at building entrances and in common areas is an important component of achieving compliance because most people don't really take the written policies into consideration. They just skip over it. So I think a visual would be way better. And clear signage communicates the smoke-free policies with residents, guests, maintenance staffs, and others so that everyone knows exactly what is expected. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. And then Tony.
Good evening. My name is Tony Barnes. I am with Lily of the Valley Church and our Love You program, which is a mentorship program that deters youth from alcohol and drugs. But we're also here with King's Tobacco Coalition, Tobacco Control Coalition. And we want to first say to the council committee, thank you very much for the work that you've put in already on writing a policy. We appreciate you looking into it further. We're just asking that maybe you expand that policy on today. I'm here in reference to item 4-2 on the consent calendar. Secondhand smoke has repeatedly been identified as a health hazard, and the U.S. Surgeon General has included that there is no risk-free level of exposure for secondhand smoke. In 2006, the California Air Resource Board identified secondhand smoke as a toxic air contaminant in the same category as most of the toxic automobile and industrial air pollutants, and is a serious health threat for those that are not safe by that level of exposure. In the educational packet that we have for you today, it is Hanford's policy that was adopted in 2019. I know we're not Hanford, we're Lemoore. We love Lemoore, but it is Hanford's policy. If you would like to look at it to be able to work on maybe expanding that to sidewalks, public facilities, as well as places of employment that are like daycares where children are present all the time. This policy can serve as amazing a reflection of what Lemoore can adopt to protect its residents, not only at the parks, but also in additional public places. I don't know about you, I don't actually have kids of my own. The youth of the program are like my nieces and nephews. I love them dearly, and the youth of the city of Lemoore are important to me. So expanding it to places that where youth would probably be, saying not the sidewalks at the park, but the grass of the park, you know, to me would not really make much sense. I think that we should include sidewalks as well when it comes to being in public places, like where our youth are going to be. When they go from the playground to the car, they still need to be safe to do that. So we would just appreciate you guys taking the opportunity to look over the policy that we have for you today. It's just an example of maybe what you can do to expand it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Any comments from council?
I'd like a comment. Again, I would like to thank the young ladies who were here last week and also today. I recognize a couple of you from the last meeting. I appreciate what you've done for the city. You've got us to talk about our policy, and while you may not agree with what the policy is that we're going to be voting on tonight, it's results of a compromise of discussion of people who were here last week, considering all the things that we do in our parks. So we'll see how it goes, but you should count this as a victory for what you've done, and congratulations. Appreciate that. I vote that we accept it.
So you make a motion to accept?
Yes, yeah. Move to approve 4.2.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Councilmember Gornick and a second by Councilmember Lyons. Councilmember Gornick?
Aye.
Councilmember Lyons?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Councilmember Orth?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. Moving on to public hearings. 5-1, public hearing, abatement of public nuisances. Mr. Rivera.
Good evening, Council, Mayor and Council members. What I have before you is Resolution 2023-2025, which Council adopted on August 1st, the August 1st, 2023 meeting. Basically, this resolution identifies six properties that are either been identified as either attractive nuisance or fire hazards. So there's six properties. Some of them are repeat offenders. A few are new. So I'm not sure whether you have any particular questions about any of those properties. I do have two of the ladies from our police department here that might be able to answer any questions before we open up the public hearing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm interested how you determine it's a fire hazard, or do you get the fire department involved in that, or how is it?
Well, I'll try to answer if you want to. So
the reason I ask is there was a couple of properties on 19th, 18th. There's trailers right up against the property line to the garage of the next area and the yard behind it. And I wondered just, you know, if there was a fire, how do you get back there to get access to that? And so I was just curious.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that particular property, but normally these properties are identified either by us, you know, being obviously seen off the public street, or we actually get calls from concerned citizens, you know, identifying these properties. But yeah, if the weeds are overgrown, they're dry, they basically cover the whole property where they can actually connect properties or buildings together, then they would be probably considered a fire hazard. So that's probably I think most of them I looked at today, they were just, you know, grass that was anywhere from 2 to 3 feet tall, 2 to probably 5 feet tall. Yeah. And it wasn't just spotty. It was just, you know, full grass from one property line to the other. But yeah, you know, if you have a concern, I'm sure we can go out and take a look to see if we can contact the property owner about your concerns.
Okay. So do you do that, or the police department does it?
Police department is basically responsible for doing that.
Okay.
Yes. Good evening, hi. Council and Mayor. Yes, so if we get any kind of complaint, any call for service, we do go out. We attempt to contact the property owner by letter or in person or phone or email. Regards to get this, to get it, that property in compliance with whatever the complaint is for. Whether it be for overgrown weeds or, you know, any kind of nuisance.
I changed my water heater and I put it out on the curb in the grass and then I changed it, stuff like that.
Yes.
What? A permit? What?
And also just for councils, a majority of the properties in the South Industrial Park have received letters in the past 2 weeks. So they're in the early signs. Again, we hope for compliance, but I do know that the CSOs and the police department and the fire are already working on getting. So we did have a fire out there and there's a lot of the properties to be cleaned up. So those letters have gone out.
But you don't drive around the cities. People have to come to you.
No, we do drive around.
Oh, you do?
Yes. So either if we get a complaint or if we do see it, we do pick it up as well.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go ahead and open up the public hearing. Is there any public comment on this item?
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. I had a clarifying question. The railroad properties enumerated on the list, is that what's in between? So, for example, like when we're talking about like the one near La Prino, is it like between La Prino and like the pet store? Is that the areas that we're talking about as one of the potential areas? Or what would be subject to this type of action?
So the railroad has a few different widths of right-of-way through Lemoore. Some are narrow, some are wide. But so basically from the center of the track, you can probably outline the property by where the weeds are at. I believe there's two parties that are involved. There's San Joaquin and there's someone else. And so I think San Joaquin does a pretty good job about maintaining weeds that are right next to the track. But it's the outer areas that are always coming up on our list.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council. Any questions or comments from council?
So, Frank, when you have number 16 there, Highway 41 and 198, which corner lot?
That is the Daly subdivision at the end of Sonoma. Basically, that property backs up to residents that are, what is that? Sonoma
Cedar?
No, it's between 41 and 198, just south of Sonoma. If you took Sonoma and Sonoma starts at 90 degree,
right?
If you look forward, if you look straight ahead, it's that big feet vacant lot. I think Daly's proposed development there. That
like
I think is
Stinson, like in that neighborhood.
Stinson, I believe, is
yes, sir. I remember that.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
With that, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Any other questions, comments? I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Councilmember Orth and a second by Councilmember Gornick. Councilmember Orth?
Yes.
Councilmember Gornick?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Councilmember Lyon?
Yep.
And I vote yes as well.
Thank you.
We have no new business. Moving on to City Council reports and requests. Councilmember Garza?
I have none today.
Councilmember Lyons?
Yeah, I just would like to tell Chief, congratulations on your car show. Who won best of show? Did you guys have like a, unfortunately, I had to work.
Well, his wife was the original owner, yes. She makes sure she lets him know that. But everything was original on it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd like to congratulate Chief and I'd like to congratulate the city and Public Works and for the end of summer bash. I came out. Unfortunately, the fire department was pre-engaged with something else. And I tried to get some of the last-minute volunteers, but it didn't quite work out. I was going to go out there and soak everybody, but...
I was already soaked.
Yeah. The two people I was going to get wet were already wet. So. That's it. That's all I have.
Councilmember Orth?
Yes, I had the pleasure of also attending that end of bash, summer bash. It was very well attended. A lot of people. I love those type of events. The Park and Rec, you guys did an awesome job. Ray, you guys and Frank, you guys did an awesome job. Police, thank you. You guys were all out there. It's great to see everybody. We did miss one department, but that's okay. They'll see who the A team is now. But anyways, it was nice. I also got the opportunity to go do the ribbon cutting for Day and Night Market. That was very interesting to see the developer and talk to them, and then the owners and all the individual business owners that were there. It was really nice. I didn't get the chance to have the chicken because the line was a little too long. I did cheat and have the cookies the night before, so they were good. And I really look forward to what their vision is to build out there. Now we just need something to go across the street. Will be awesome. Other than that, thank you very much. That's all.
Councilmember Gornick?
One report. The Finance Committee of the South Kings Groundwater met. We have a meeting coming up this week. And if everything goes okay, it looks like we'll be trying to go out again, but for a lower rate. And we'll hold our cross our fingers and see what happens. I do have one request of my council mates, and that would be at our next regularly scheduled meeting, if we could go into closed session and kind of pick up where we left off at our last time we were in closed session. So the motion,
and it's with the city manager's evaluation. You don't need a motion, just consensus.
Oh, okay, good.
Do I have a consensus? It looks like there's a majority. Okay.
Okay, good.
Go ahead, Mr. Lance.
Yeah, I got one other question for Mr. Olson. The PG&E, as far as the, you said it earlier, the, what was the other, the two things you talked about PG&E earlier?
The switchgear at
Panda and the other one.
Helena.
For Helena, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Los Guamos was held up too for a while.
Yeah. Is there a way we could make sure, contact PG&E so that there's, I know you know what I'm asking. I just don't know how to ask it.
So yeah, we send emails to Nathan Alonzo, and he forwards them up the chain. We've asked to participate in many meetings. PG&E did identify this area from Merced down to Bakersfield as a high growth area, and we're expecting, like, we thought that was good news. We thought we'd see a switch in focus, but I don't know. I'm just not seeing it yet. So yeah, we're as vocal as we can be, but it's a behemoth of a company. And
yeah,
this isn't specific to Lemoore either. No, exactly. Everybody in the surrounding areas is pretty fed up and not happy. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a local issue. This is a lot bigger issue for the area, the region, than just Lemoore.
And obviously we've reached out to Hurtado's offices and Kevin McCarthy's and
yeah, every time
Lauderdale's, everybody.
We have talked about it. Yes. It's slowing down ECDEF.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Good comments.
We actually just lost power today at 4 o'clock. Okay.
They just wanted to say hello.
Maybe you should give them a call.
Hate to see that affected you, but maybe that could help.
For me, I just want to thank the Lemoore Police Department for allowing me to take part in their car show and judge cars, all the vehicles that were there, a bicycle, motorcycle.
You judged?
Yes, I did. Why do you sound surprised? I think I did a good job. Jeep got darker. There's a lot of sun out there. But I really enjoyed it. Everyone that was out there enjoyed the festivities. Huge event, looking forward to next year being even bigger and better. They killed it. So thank you and your department for putting that on. Also the Summer Bash, I just want to echo how great of an event that was. I don't even know how you can calculate how many people were there, just because people were coming and going the whole time, but every time you looked out it seemed like there was the same amount of people there. So huge turnout. Great job to you guys for organizing all of that. Also want to mention that the city manager and I also went to the check presentation for SoCal Gas of $200,000 to the Central California Food Banks, which is going to help feed people in our city as well as other surrounding cities. So that was a interesting, cool thing to see and get a tour of and be a part of. So thankful for that. And with that, we will go ahead and adjourn the meeting.